There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
This is Jeffrey Sherman, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 270 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Lisa, and welcome back to the show. We have a great one for you this week. We are so excited to finally do our 2018 year in review. Woohoo! But first, let me share with you who I have with me tonight. We'll start with Morgan. Morgan, how you doing tonight?
I am good to go. Talk about 2018, and I'm about to leave for my first trip of 2019.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
And then I have Sam. Sam, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing? A look back and a look ahead, all that good stuff.
Great, great stuff. Speaking of looking back and looking ahead, I think Sam has a little something from last week's show.
Yeah, let's look back. You know, one of the things we love is when listeners send us emails about what's going on, right? Questions at the Disney Nerds Podcast. You can get any of us individually, Lisa, Sam, Jimmy, Ed, Morgan. We got a note, which was awesome. This is from Nikki. Nikki, you know who you are. Thank you very much. Just wanted to comment on episode 269. At the end of the episode, Sam said soon they'll have one giant gift shop upon exiting the parks. It was added that Disney Paris already had that. Wouldn't you say that's kind of what Main Street USA is? Restaurants and gift shops while exiting? They even add Smellitzers to lure you in? Not that I'm complaining. Thanks for the great shows. Huge friend. Love hearing you guys. Nikki, you are absolutely right. And it's one of those things when we record, and when we finish, we go, oh, I should have said this. Or it's kind of like Ed would put it, when you're talking to a friend and you walk away and you forgot to say something. You're absolutely right. What we did last show, if you didn't listen to it, is talk about all of the gift shops at the exits of the attractions. And really, Main Street USA is sort of one big retail corridor or gift shop as you leave the Magic Kingdom. Whether you want some sweet treats to take home or you want to go through the Emporium. And then, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for listening and the feedback.
And really, if you get a little logjam there on Main Street, you've got no choice but to head on through some of those stores.
It happens more often than not, actually.
That's right, it does.
And let's be honest, in the summer days, we walk through the Emporium just for the AC.
Yeah, that is true. So 2018, a look back at what was going on. And, you know, when I think 2018 and Walt Disney World's, you know, there were a couple of big things that took place last year. And I think there's a lot of people looking forward to next year. We'll talk about that later. But any place you want to start there, Lisa?
Boy, there were a lot of huge announcements this year and a lot of things that opened. But I think if you want to go start to finish, one of the things that started off 2018 was the Festival of the Arts, and I think the change this year was that they increased the amount of Broadway performers that were coming this year.
They did, and they went to 7 days a week, as opposed to just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is how the festival started.
That's correct.
And that was the second year, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
This year's going to be the third year?
That's correct. Yep, absolutely. And they're continuing on with the 7 days of shows.
Yep, I have it pulled up right now because I arrived Saturday. I know Jimmy's going to be there too. So
that's awesome.
We get to take care of the 2019 festival, and I was jealous that everybody else got to experience the festival. So,
and you have the Figment annual pass holder magnet for 2019, which.
And by the way, Sam, you being a Figment fan like myself, did you see the pass holder Figment cookie?
I did not. There's a pass holder cookie?
There's a pass holder cookie.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
It is awesome.
There you go. So what's interesting there with Festival of the Arts, I think that Disney Performing Arts finally caught on to the popularity. Because really, what is that? The Festival of Arts, it's performing arts, it's lots, culinary arts, you name it. But the performing arts, they're really advertising Broadway shows. And we got some new shows that are coming out in 2019, and it's a perfect way for them to advertise that.
Sure it is, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And as a person that went to the Festival of the Arts the inaugural year and saw some excellent performers, then took it a step further and went to some Broadway shows this past year, Disney related.
Very nice. Very nice. A lot of little things happened, especially at Disney Springs. A lot of new locations opened, and you can kind of lump them all together. I don't think it matters when it was in the year. But Maria and Enzo's Hideaway opened up.
Wine by George opened up.
Wine by George. There were some other things. And just a lot of continued openings at Disney Springs, which I think is wonderful.
I think the biggest thing coming out of Disney Springs was the overall reimagined, if you will, in World of Disney store.
Yes.
I would agree.
That was a big one. And I remember when they shut that down and kind of all that merchandise got dispersed all over the place. And then when they reopened it, I thought, I don't know, I really liked all the rooms. And then we walked in there and I looked around and I said, my Lord, this is fantastic.
It is. There's lots of room. Things seem to be organized. It doesn't feel like multiple rooms there, does it, Lisa? It feels like one big open store.
It feels like a huge, big open store.
Which is what it always was. It just was right. Segued into these different rooms.
Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but when I did my college program, my home base was Disney Springs, was Team Mickey, but I actually had to work at World of Disney. And I can tell you, putting merchandise out during spring break in those little rooms.
Oh, boy.
It's craziness. Lots of craziness.
It's crazy.
So, big fan of the new redo on World of Disney.
Yeah, they opened that up. It's certainly a much more breathable space. Everything about it just seems fantastic.
Yeah. Now, some people are complaining that the characters that we know and love in World of Disney, when you looked up and you saw these characters are gone, which I can totally understand. That was one thing that was always nice about walking into World of Disney. But, you know, as we've said before many times on the show, change has to happen sometimes.
And it's no different than the change at your local Disney store, which has gone through some revamping as well, and they're in the process of doing that nationally. And those things change, but they're changes for the better. I love the additional space in there. It feels like they've got rid of some shelving to open it up even more, but I'm sure there's just as much merchandise as there was previously.
Right. And trust me, I've seen the backstage of World of Disney. There is plenty of storage for all that merchandise.
Oh, I'm sure there is, and it comes out constantly, right?
Constantly.
Yep. We had a big Incredible summer happen at Walt Disney World with the release of The Incredibles 2 in 2018. Tomorrowland had the Incredible Makeover. There were quite a few things happening throughout Walt Disney World. And one of the big things this summer was maybe the biggest thing of the year, and that was the opening of Toy Story Land.
That's right. So the Incredible Summer kind of was wrapped up into three different things in three different parks. And the first being that because Incredibles 2 was coming out, of course, Tomorrowland had all these photo pass areas that you were able to get some specialty photo pass pictures. And that was a awesome little tidbit there. You could also get an incredible burger over at Cosmic Rays. It was stamped with the incredible symbol on the bun.
The Elastigirl burger was pretty good, too. I had that a couple of times. That was the burger with the mozzarella sticks on top. Very nice.
Right.
I was about to ask. I remember seeing you trying at least one of those burgers.
Oh, yeah. It was that one. It was good.
And then if you went over to Animal Kingdom, the Incredible Summer there, that little feature was Donald's Dino Bash. That's what it was. Donald's Dino Bash, which was great. Like, all characters over in Dino Land that were dressed up, from Chip and Dale to just Donald, Daisy. But personally, one of my favorite things was getting a picture taken with Scrooge McDuck and Launchpad McQuack. Those two characters were awesome.
Yeah, definitely cool.
And then, of course, the piece de resistance. Finally, over at Hollywood Studios, the opening of the hottest place.
Literally and figuratively.
The hottest place at Hollywood Studios. That would be Toy Story Land.
And I'm surprised maybe this time of year, January, February, you don't need the shade that you need in the middle of the summer, but nothing permanent erected there yet, just lots of umbrellas. But Toy Story Land in general, come on, you have to love Toy Story Land.
And that opened up with a reset of the queue for Toy Story Mania, which I thought was really cool. If you're a true nerd, you walked in there and went, okay, so before I came in this way, mm-hmm. and then now I'm coming in this way, mm-hmm. and then they went, okay, this makes sense. This is why I didn't see Mr. Potato Head. And now I can, so you went through that whole process in your head.
And Mr. Potato's back, which is great.
Now Mr. Potato Head's back, which is fantastic. And then brought in two brand new attractions with Alien Swirling Saucers and, of course, Slink Dog.
Yep. And a wonderful lunchbox back there, counter service location, Andy's Lunchbox.
With one of the Tocho potato barrels. Oh, my God. That is the... I think I had that twice on my last
trip. Tachos, like the nachos, but not the nachos. But yeah, very good. Very good stuff. So I like the retheming you talk about. I kind of like it because it ties in nicely. Previously, Toy Story Mania, you were walking into Andy's room, right? That was kind of the theme, stepping out of Pixar Pier or Pixar Place, the street there, right into the attraction. Now, as you go around it in the other direction, you're going into Andy's backyard, and you can see the Toy Story Mania as a playset, and it's a playset that he purchased, and he was playing with it, and the entire theme of the backyard, where it's, you know, Andy's playing with the toys in the backyard, and his mom called him away, and he left them, and they decided to start to play, and that's pretty cool when you look at it.
And then, I think one of the things that I thought was brilliant, Sam, and you were the first to experience this, and I had the opportunity to do it in September. And that is, with the increasing crowds, Disney just could feel it coming. They knew they needed to update their technology, and bam, we got the Play Disney app.
Yes, we did. The Play Disney app, which was kind of a surprise to see that launched at the same time with Toy Story Mania or Toy Story Land, because it could have gotten lost in the shuffle. But I think Disney did a great job of separating that and making that, hey, here's Play Disney Parks app, which we are already running around getting the achievements. And I love that it's been updated multiple times since the original release. New playlists for songs, new games, new achievements. It's going to be pretty cool. It is pretty cool.
I even love that they did a Halloween overlay during Halloween. They did a Christmas overlay during Christmas. I mean, I'm excited to see just the different ways that they're going to kind of keep you, especially when you're at home, because we've got the trivia and we've got the playlist to mess with when we're at home, to keep us with getting that Disney fix until we get to our next trip.
Absolutely. And I do play with that at home, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
We saw, so we mentioned Magic Kingdom over the summer, and there were some things over at Animal Kingdom with the Up a Great Bird Adventure, which is still going on. That was new this past summer. Donald's Dino Bash, that stuck around longer than we expected, didn't it?
I really think it brought more people to Dino Land than they were anticipating. And that really drew some of the crowds away from Pandora, which is what ideally I think they were looking to do.
I think that's exactly what they were after in getting people in other parts of that park. They also had the first appearance of the Guardians of the Galaxy over at Epcot in their summer, what was it, the Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Live is what that was.
That's right. That's right. That was also part of them.
Part of the summer, and it was pretty cool. It was cool to stop. The music, I thought, was good. Some people might not think so. It would have been cooler if they had different songs for different sets, but still, it was good. It was a nice summertime offering over at Epcot.
Like I said before, it's like a teaser to get you ready for the ride.
That's exactly it. And if you go back and listen to some of the episodes we recorded around there, it was really the pre-show to the pre-show, because they were making the first appearance at Epcot and they were getting ready to showcase their musical talents.
Yep.
Which Star-Lord immediately interrupted and used his awesome mix, which was a good thing.
That's Star-Lord. He likes being the star of the show.
Yeah, he does. We also saw the Edison open up this summer. Another one downtown Disney. Or, I'm sorry, listen to me. Downtown Disney. Disney Springs, Sam. It's Disney Springs now.
One of my favorites.
Bacon.
I think it's become a Disney nerd favorite in general. And I think all of us love that place.
I love, and Lisa, you showed me this, going in the back door through the restrooms, and that's pretty cool. It's like a little secret passage to get in there.
That little secret passageway. And I'll tell you what, if you're an old school, we say Downtown Disney a couple of times, if you're an old school Pleasure Island fan, go sit at the Edison and look at that stairway and tell me if you were not an Adventurers Club fan, you literally have that moment of, oh my lord. And I really thought they bulldozed that building to the ground. They must have just built it in homage to.
Yes, because that was taken down and rebuilt, and it is pretty darn cool.
So there's something a little magical about drinking a Samantha Sterling while staring at those back staircases.
Very nice. Very nice. Secrets of the Empire, the ILM X Lab at the Void opened up. I still have not been able to do this. I want to do this. That's the 3D virtual reality that I'd love to do, but just haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, I have not done it either. One of the other things that opened up this year, or not opened up, but we saw this year, and it made an appearance in the form of a clue on our scavenger hunt for our meetup this year, is the new suit, the utility suit over at Pandora.
That is correct. I'd forgotten about that.
Yes, that suit is awesome. I know when we were there for November, I actually did a live video on our Facebook page of that guy walking around, and just, it's so amazing to watch them like move and not be jerky. It's really cool.
Definitely cool. I guess in chronological order, we're talking about summer, but in chronological order, Animal Kingdom's 20th actually happened before the summer stuff did. We sort of jumped
Earth
around
Day,
a little
yeah.
bit there, but Animal Kingdom celebrated its 20th anniversary on Earth Day, as it always had. That was kind of a cool thing. A lot of merchandise floating around for that.
One of our fans sent us a picture of the special cupcake that was available for the opening day.
Of course. Disney's getting very good at monetizing the anniversaries as they happen. That's for certain.
I admit that I am personally a owner of the 20th anniversary Alex and Ani for Animal Kingdom.
Very nice. Very nice.
A little item I picked up for myself.
There is nothing wrong with that. Epcot 35, Epcot 30, Magic Kingdom 45, and the 50th for Walt Disney World coming up in 2021. Those are just amazing, and I can't wait to see those. Animal Kingdom 20 was cool, but it was okay. at least that's my opinion, right? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I really wasn't down there for all the hoopla, but I don't know whether or not it was quite as amped up as the others were.
I don't feel like it was. I don't feel like there was, because like Epcot 30th and 35 had these big fireworks shows and, you know, these big dedications. And, you know, of course, Magic Kingdom 45, you just have this year-long celebration. But it really was just kind of like that day at Animal Kingdom, and that was it. And they kept the merchandise around. The banners were even still up when we were there in November.
Yep.
But there wasn't a big hoopla, in my opinion, from what I saw.
On the day of, there was a big ceremony, and Joe Rohde was there, and they did a cool thing in the front of the park to celebrate it. But outside of that, I don't know. Maybe it's 20 is not 30 or 35 or 50 by any means, but, you know, it'll be interesting this year because Hollywood Studios is celebrating 25, so we'll see how that goes. Which will be interesting because, you know, it'll be Hollywood Studios 25. Nobody's going to care where's the Star Wars merchandise.
That's right. That's right.
It's an anniversary, really?
Bring me Galaxy's Edge.
Exactly.
We don't care about any anniversaries.
Exactly. Exactly. Some really cool 4th of July fireworks, as always, that I got to experience this year. Morgan, I was there at Epcot while you got... soaked? I was looking for the right word.
Drenched.
It was a torrential downpour right when the 4th of July fireworks, which are only at Epcot, whereas Magic Kingdom does them on the 3rd and the 4th.
Right.
We live streamed the 3rd and then went over to Epcot for the 4th.
Yeah, I arrived on the 4th, so I missed the Epcot, or the Magic Kingdom ones on the 3rd. But yeah, I didn't want to lose my spot. And my clothes gained an extra 5 pounds from the water, from the rain.
Yeah.
I bought myself a towel as soon as the fireworks, went over to Mouseketeers and said, I just want a towel. No jacket. Towel. That was interesting. The things we do to live stream and take photos here for our followers here at the Disney Nerds Podcast.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. The minivan service got bigger in 2018. Can't say we're surprised about that, huh?
No.
Of course, you had the price change.
Yes. Price changes are an annual occurrence.
Well, now it's about the minivan price change.
Yeah. So tell us more about that.
So when we first started, it was $25 flat fee.
Yes.
And of course, now you're putting me on the spot. I feel like it is starting...
$15.
Well, and then it goes by mileage.
It goes by mileage, yeah, which is more like the Lyft app does.
Yeah.
It's a distance thing, not a flat fee.
Which I can guarantee you, my trip next week, I will be with my mom, which that's usually when I utilize the minivan service, so
yep.
I'll know for sure how good the mileage factors out for price-wise.
It will be interesting to see. And it's a great service any way you look at it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, yes, Lyft and Uber are still probably going to be cheaper. I know I've taken a Lyft or an Uber with Jimmy from Springs to All-Star Music, and we paid like maybe $7-$8. So, of course, in that retrospect, it is cheaper. I personally am a fan of the minivan for the fact that it is a Disney employee. I'm also a fan of the fact that normally when I travel with my mom, she has an ECV. So, of course, it is nice to have the actual handicap accessible vans, which are nice vans. You can roll the ECV right up. The person who's in the ECV can either stay in the ECV or they can transfer to a chair. So much more of a comfortable ride than the monorail or the bus or the other transportation for somebody in a handicap, if you're willing to spend the cost.
I absolutely hear you. I love where some of the drop-off locations are for the minivan versus an Uber or a Lyft. The fact that you can get dropped off right where the buses drop people off at Magic Kingdom.
And
some other locations as well. I just think that's a value that needs to be calculated into it. And, yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Definitely. Plus, I mean, come on. The minivans are cool looking with the red and the polka dots.
Oh, absolutely.
Dots,
and
know?
I see them everywhere down there these days. They're all over.
I mean, the fleet has definitely grown, which means that people are using it, which is always nice to see.
Yeah. You got it. So, in a nutshell, outside of all the little announcements, and of course there's press releases all the time, and Christmas is coming, and we have these bands playing the Eat to the Beat concert series, and really 2018 can sort of get boiled down to Animal Kingdom 20 and Toy Story Land? Are those the big things? Anything else you'd add to that list?
I think The Incredible Summer was probably pretty big.
Yeah.
Because it did encompass other things other
all
than
four
Toy
parks.
Story
yeah, they, I think they did their best to use that press release for an all-inclusive Walt Disney World announcement instead of, hey, Toy Story Land's open. Because if you do that, then if you think Toy Story Land was busy the first couple of weeks, oh my gosh, if that was
They did another Galactic Nights in May.
That is true. I'd forgotten about that. And we've heard nothing about another one of those coming up. I'd love to see it again.
But, you know, like we had talked about recently, I believe there was a movie list that came out, and you didn't see any other movies on the list other than Star Wars.
Yeah.
So
if they do another Galactic Nights, it won't be till December.
October, November, shortly before. Yeah, I agree.
Well, no. If I'm not mistaken, because I went to the Last Jedi Galactic Nights, and I know Jimmy and Lisa went to the one for May for Solo, it's usually right around the opening day, if not like a week or two before opening.
So that when you did it, Morgan, that was for one of the December movies,
that was
right?
Last Jedi.
That was Last Jedi. So when they did it in December?
In December, yeah.
So my first thought is they have done so much for Christmas recently in that park. How could they pull in your Star Wars overlay with all that Christmas stuff? Not that they can't, but wow.
It'll be really, certainly, it's going to be a feat.
Yeah.
You almost ask yourself, I don't know what the actual release date of the movie is.
The week before Christmas is where it is right now.
So you're going to see something different on the backside of that park. I bet you the front will be Christmas and everything.
Well,
will be
let's think about it. Galaxy's Edge is opened at that point.
That's right.
Which changes everything.
But still, like the whole park is going to be a Galactic Night.
Who knows?
But I still feel like you'll have the overlay on Tower of Terror, like they did for the other Galactic Nights.
Or Rock and Roller. Did they do Tower or Rock and Roller Coaster?
Well, they did kind of like how they do the Sunshine Seasons for Christmas.
Yeah, so which one do you do? Do you do Star Wars?
Well, for Galactic Night, since it's one-night-only event, they're going to do that.
It's a one-night-only hard ticket, so you're not taking anything away from anybody that would have been in the park.
Exactly.
And you do the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular instead of Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. That's an easy swap in. I get it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's an easy because it's a projecting.
Yes.
That's a quick switch out.
Yes.
That's a press of a button or something.
Well, they've done them both on the same night in the past.
Crazy. That's crazy.
And talk about a cool night. I think that was New Year's Eve last year, maybe.
My.
Wow.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. And by the way, I misspoke. Studios is celebrating its 30th this year, not its 25th. Studios 30, plus Galactic Nights, plus Galaxy's Edge. All right, anything else in 2018 before we talk about some of the big things we're excited about in 2019?
I can't go without saying a couple of things.
Yes.
And I want to say the first, and it's a smaller thing, but Morgan and I experienced it, and I don't know whether or not you did a Halloween party this year, but they did add a few cool things to the Halloween party this year. Typically, it's your garden variety overlays, but holy cow, they added a live pirate.
Nice.
Peg-leg Pete to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
I added a musical overlay to the teacups.
Yep.
And then my favorite was that they made Space Mountain totally 100% pitch black.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I rode that 3 times.
I think I got to do the Halloween party with Jimmy and Charlotte. I think Jimmy's favorite moment was the pirates recognizing Jimmy because he was dressed as a pirate. We all went as somebody from Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's cool.
He was Smee. And hearing Charlotte scream on Space Mountain was like one of the highlights of my evening.
Was she sitting behind you?
No, she was in front of me.
And you could, okay, that.
Yeah. I just was glad, like, her Tinkerbell wings didn't, like, go flying in my face.
You wouldn't have known. It's pitch black. So pitch black, you can't see.
I would have had a moment thinking my hand was taken off when it was.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
So yeah, I did not experience that. We did the Christmas party this year. It was our turn to do that, so I did not do the Halloween party. So awesome. Put your hand out and you can't see it.
Oh, nothing.
No, nothing.
That's cool.
Anything from you, Morgan?
I did the Christmas party just like you guys did, but I mean, I hadn't done it in a couple years, so as far as what was new.
Some new treats that they were giving away. It wasn't the same thing at every location for the Christmas party, but nothing big.
Yeah.
That's all I missed.
And then I'll call out a couple of quick.
Yeah, please.
Last year, when we talked about what happened in 2017, one of the biggest accomplishments in 2017 was that we had reached 10,000 likes and followers to our page.
Okay.
And this year, we peaked. We are over 20,000 likes and followers.
Awesome.
That is great.
So absolutely outstanding. And then it can't go without saying, which is why I'm kind of glad that Morgan's on right now, is that we reached and exceeded 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Nice.
Yes, we did. Very nice. I can actually tell you what we are at now. As of right now, we are 1,166 followers on Instagram.
That is awesome. And
that's a big thing. We love sharing everybody's pictures. We love spending time with people. And with that being said, my last thing for 2018 that we did that we love and adore is we had our 5th annual Disney Nerds podcast meetup.
5 of them. That's awesome.
Yep. So 5th annual Samplathon. And we did the scavenger hunt, which was in Animal Kingdom this year. It was fantastic.
As always. Thank you, Ed.
Yep. Way more people than we've had in the past. And we are looking forward to next year. Way more with more people joining us, and we already know the week, and we already have the group rates, and we already have all the stuff going on, so that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, too bad. Do we have a travel agent that people can talk to?
I think we could have people contact Jimmy over at Once Upon a Time Travel
I think that is the preferred travel agent of the Disney Nerds podcast, who's setting that up and has those room rates, and November of 2019, we can already start that countdown, I guess.
Fair enough.
Well, also, I mean, I think just not only was it our 5th annual meetup, but just as a podcast being around for 5 years, that's an awesome accomplishment that we did here last year.
Yeah, it is. We passed 250 episodes, and that's in the dust now, recording 270. But yeah.
Looking towards 300. We're coming for you.
Yep.
Absolutely. So 2019, Sam, don't tell me Star Wars. What else?
Besides Star Wars.
Galaxy's... Okay. All right. So I'm going to stick at Hollywood Studios and say we have a May opening of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad to look forward to in 2019.
I'm so excited to see what that's going to be like.
Yes, because we're hearing so much about it. This 2D/3D/4D interactive adventure. We're not seeing a lot. I mean, we're seeing more teaser footage from Galaxy's Edge than we are from this thing.
Yeah, we are. And I think it probably has a lot to do with, not that I want to talk about, the place down the street, but I think it's going to be like some of those Harry Potter rides, and it's going to be a little bit like the Spider-Man ride, where it's the footprint's a little bit smaller, but I think you're going to see a lot more of that virtual reality.
I hope so. That would be great. That would be fine with me.
All kinds of fun stuff.
I think we still have bets up from last week of whether or not there will be a Mickey Mouse store at the exit to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. That's still out there.
That's right.
Morgan,
that's
you got a thumbs up or thumbs down? You think there will be?
I think there kind of has to be, with the simple fact of this is the first ride that is one, like, Mickey is the definite star.
I can see the Mickey and Minnie on a railroad train plush if it's not already there.
Oh, yeah. The Tsum Tsums that you talked about,
yes.
When you mentioned that, like the clear picture came into my head.
It's,
exactly.
It's like, yeah, that's easy. No problem. And if Donald and Goofy are in there, they could be at it as well, which I'm expecting they'll make appearances, but I don't know that for certain.
Yeah, I think the Fab Five's got to show up.
Yeah, cool.
I'm a little saddened we forgot something.
Oh, for 2018, what we forget?
Somebody turned 90.
That's true. Yeah, but you know.
Well, because his parties are starting.
His
this
parties
year.
Are all starting this year. Yeah, that's
yeah,
why.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal. We had that guy turn 90 this year.
Yeah, he turned 90, and we are celebrating at the Magic Kingdom and all of 2019 that he's 90. So don't go over there to Galaxy's Edge. Go and celebrate Mickey's 90th at the block party.
And you're just saying that because you want the ride lines.
Yeah, there's nothing I could say that would make the ride line short.
No, there is not. You said this year it's Studios 30th.
Studios 30 this year, yes. Studios from Studios 30.
Which will be interesting, just like we talked about earlier, to see what they'll do, if anything.
There's a couple of big movies coming out this year.
There are.
My mother would hate me if I didn't.
Disney still does movies?
Right.
Well, Lucasfilms does.
Ha ha ha.
Although movies, come on, Mary Poppins was awesome.
Mary Poppins was fantastic.
Yes.
And so we'll start with, what is it? Oh, March 29th, Dumbo comes out.
Interesting. A Tim Burton live action Dumbo. I don't know what to expect here.
I'm personally excited. I'm a Tim Burton fan, so I'm excited about that one.
I'm hearing this will stretch the story of Dumbo much longer than the movie as we know it. There's more to the story.
Oh, interesting.
There's always more to the story. Come on.
That's exactly right.
We also have live action Aladdin and live action Lion King coming up this summer.
I'm struggling on the Lion King after I saw it. Is it live action or is it just computer animated?
One could like Jungle Book.
One would argue, yeah, it's going to be like Jungle Book.
Yeah. There's not much live actors in the Lion King. But still, it's a redo, and as long as, you know, the money train keeps rolling, those will keep happening. So, cool.
We've got the sequel to the Infinity War coming out this year.
What's that?
The Avengers. Don't stop. This is like, you can't be an Avengers person and a Star Wars person. It just doesn't happen. I
got my camp set. I don't know what that thing is. We still have episode 9, and it's still just episode 9. We don't have a name for it yet. We still do not have a name.
There's definitely a lot going on in the movie world, and I think this year is going to be... They're going to be setting records again.
Yeah.
And you didn't even list all the ones that are coming out. That was just, you know, the ones everybody. Yeah. Because you got Captain Marvel.
Okay.
We got Toy Story 4.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, the fork. Forky.
Frozen 2.
Oh, Let It Go.
Yeah.
Bump.
I think we have mixed reviews about Frozen 2. I think all of us are ready to let it go.
That's right.
Speaking of letting it go, another thing we're going to see in 2019, we're going to say goodbye to Illuminations.
We are. Illuminations is going goodbye. We'll have the Epcot Forever temporary show. Call it temporary show while they set the stage for the new big extravaganza that will be for Walt Disney World's 50th.
Which, since we're talking Illuminations, did you guys see that last week Disney Parks blog announced an Illuminations dining package?
Yes.
Interesting.
Monetizing it for as long as they can.
Yeah, yep. So is that for like...
You get to sit at the patio at the Rose and Crown and, you know, obviously, you know, eat fish and chips or whatever else floats your boat at Rose and Crown and watch the Illuminations.
So is it Rose and Crown only or is it also...
It's Rose and Crown only.
Okay. Because I'm thinking to myself, the only other places you can do that over in Mexico, that's still a counter service, and you could potentially do it in Morocco.
Yeah, Spice Road wouldn't be bad.
But yeah, I think the best viewing is back there at in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I think my personal goal this year is to, just with my photographer, you know, brain,
yeah,
is get as many pictures of Illuminations as I can before it's gone.
Yeah, agree. And then Epcot Forever, I think, is going to be even more interesting, because I think that is for Disney nerds like us. From
yes,
everything we're reading about that, the Dreamfinder's in here, Figment's in there, all of the original Epcot music and storylines, and I just think us as nerds are going to eat this thing up, and it's only temporary until the big one's ready to roll. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I kind of don't want Epcot Forever to go away from how they're describing it. Like, right. I don't want that to be the temporary show.
I agree with you, and that's, it'll be interesting, because we know they're going to do a lot of, I don't want to, well, it is, it's going to be construction. They're going to do a lot of adding fountains, adding more permanent things to the lagoon. You know, we're hearing rumblings that they may be draining it a couple of feet so they can do work on it and get it ready. And it's going to take a long time, that's for sure.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it. Which, by the way, over at Epcot, we're going to have a Skyliner to be riding back and forth on in 2019.
Yes, we are. There it is. Yes, absolutely we are.
I thought the challenge was to get Jimmy on it as many times as we can, since he says he's only going on it once.
I didn't hear him say that, but I, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Lisa, didn't he say he's only going on it once?
Yes, that was what he said. I don't believe him, but that was
It depends on where you are and where you need to go. That's the way I look at it, because I think once the novelty's over, and I understand what he's saying, that's the novelty of I need to do this once, and then it becomes a transportation mechanism. And if it's the way that you got to get from point A to point B, then that's what you're going to be doing. Because I think we alluded to it. We don't know yet. If you're staying at the Caribbean, there might not be a bus from Epcot to the Caribbean or from Studios to the Caribbean. You might have to take this thing.
It's certainly a future show. I think we're gonna imagine nerd the heck out of this before it actually releases.
That's absolutely correct. You know what else we have over at Studios that I'm looking forward to a little bit? It's the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy is going to be opening up.
Yes.
Now, this is something that I've read a lot about.
So this is, and here's the question, is this a show or is this just a spin on a meet and greet with Lightning McQueen? But basically, this is taking place in the Sunset Show Place, which is the building behind the Rock and Roller Coaster. Mm-hmm. Where the Villains was once upon a time, that I think you got to see, Lisa.
Yes, I did. Yep.
Yeah. So in that space, it's not very big. You know that. I know that. Anybody that's been in there, you put Lightning McQueen and Mater and maybe one of the other cars. I don't know how much room is in there.
Yeah. You might be able to fit four cars in there. You could put Lightning McQueen, Mater.
Who's the new one?
I mean, Cruz Ramirez was out by the Toy Story Mania before Toy Story Land opened.
Down the alley.
So they've already got her, so they can pop her.
Well, you had the other two, Lightning McQueen and Mater, were back behind Muppet Vision before Streets of America closed, so they have them.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You've got three that they already have right there.
Yeah, and we're also hearing that new this year, and I think is set to open up. It might be opened up when you're down there this weekend, Morgan. It's the Metropolitan Street that was the old, what is now Backstage, but where Toy Story Mania used to be, where the old entrance was. That is now the Incredibles, and that's where Mike and Sully are going to be for meet and greet, and you're also going to see Frozo, Mr. and Mrs., and Edna Mode are going to be in there
this
year.
That starts January 18th.
That's this weekend.
That's Friday, yep.
Same day as Festival of Arts, so that's the springtime stuff. I'm kind of interested in how they redid that, because basically you're taking what was Pixar Avenue? Is that what they called it? I don't even remember now. I need my map.
I feel like it was Pixar Place or something like
that. That sounds like it.
It was Pixar Place,
so now it's whatever the street was called in The Incredibles.
I'll have to check it out. Jimmy's going to be there this weekend, too.
Nice. I expect some live streams.
Oh yeah, you know, I'll be there all week. I'm Saturday to Saturday. Oh, nice. I will be there all week. So I, of course, will live stream. I'm sure Jimmy will live stream. Mom has not seen Toy Story Land. I have a friend coming with me who hasn't seen Toy Story Land. So
very
get to show them all that.
And it's January, so it may not rain as hard as normal, and it might not be as hot. That's perfect time to visit.
I mean, what am I going to do with my Mickey fan if it's not hot?
Yeah, just save it. You'll need it in July.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm going in April, too, so I might need it in April.
There you go. Anything else you're looking forward to coming up?
Is the hotel going to open? The Star Wars Hotel, is that going to be this year? Or
no.
Do we have a date on that?
I don't think we have a date for that yet, but I know that it was not going to open with the park.
And then Guardians is...
Guardians is 2020, Ratatouille is 2020. All those things are preparing for the 50th anniversary. I think Galaxy's Edge is our big thing that we have coming. Mickey and Minnie with their new outfits. Although the Lion King celebrates 25 years this year.
I feel like they should do something at the Festival of the Lion King then. They should, whether or not they will.
Yeah.
Now, we did announce last week that Kevin from Up is going to Animal Kingdom.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting character. How tall is Kevin? That's the question.
And you know what's so funny is they didn't say when he was coming. Like, they just said later next month. So it wasn't on this day you can start seeing Kevin.
Got it.
So yeah, that'll be cool.
All right. Hey, there's Lisa.
Yeah. I realized I wasn't actually with you guys.
You were, but yeah.
She's in Tomorrowland. How'd she get there so quick?
She is. That's awesome. I don't think I have anything else. I'm just looking forward to getting back down there. I'm down there in February and then again in April or March, spring break.
You know what's funny? I actually do not have a Walt Disney World trip on the books at the moment.
What? How's that happen?
I have a Disneyland trip on the books.
Bingo. That's how it happens. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
That's a good exchange right there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. We have D23 Expo to look forward to in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I'll be down there before that, but I actually think if the timing is wrong, I might actually be down there for the opening of their Star Wars.
Yeah, which is in summer versus fall.
Late fall.
So, yeah, we'll wait and see. I expect that it'll be open before the expo. I really do. But the expo's not till August. It's late August, too. It's
late this year.
It is late this year. Last year, it was in June. Or 2 years ago, I should say, it was in June. It's much later this year. And I think that might have Star Wars Land something to do with that, to make sure that it would be open when the expo starts.
Yeah, I'm certain it has something to do with that or to try to... Yeah, to give them time just in case.
Just in case, because you know they're getting Disney fans from everywhere, and they want to get the media over there and show them all the great things and get the hype up even more.
Correct. So a lot of things coming up this year that we are definitely excited for. And with 2018 in the books, I will tell you right now, this is it wasn't a bad year at all.
Not at all. It was a great year.
I think we're about to wrap everything up. Jimmy. Where can they get in touch with us?
Where the hell does he keep coming from?
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. For Morgan and Sam, this is Lisa. We are the Disney Nerds. Have a great night. So long, everybody.
Hakuna Matata. Have a magical night.
Kongaloosh.